The price you will pay, the suffering you will go through to make your dream come true is incredibly small than the price you will pay if you never do. You'll pay that one the rest of your life. Ask yourself what you're willing to risk. What's the price you're willing to pay? Because what most people do when they're trying to chase their dream or their big outcome, the whole time they're negotiating the price in their head. Should I continue to do it? Is it worth it? I don't know if I can continue anymore. It's getting higher, and that price is failure. That price is setback. That price is looking back. That price can be financial, literally a physical price. Is it getting too high? Is it too much? And you'll have people in your ear, it's too big a sacrifice. You're going through too much. And you begin to negotiate it in your mind. It distracts all your focus. You can't be executing and negotiating simultaneously. If you're in your head negotiating and negotiating and negotiating, you can't execute. So negotiate it now. Negotiate it with me now. What are you willing to pay? For me, when I'm after something big, I'm gonna get it. And I know that negotiation comes up front. I accept the suffering. I accept the sacrifice. I know the sacrifice is far smaller than the one I'll pay if I don't do it. And I eliminate distractions and I go freaking get what I want in my life, just like you can. And this needs to be your recipe as well.
Do expect, based upon your performance, based upon what you produce at this point in time in your life, do you expect to be successful? Do you want to be successful? Do you want to live a life of productivity? Are there dreams you want? Everybody will say yes. But see, want shows up in conversation. Expectation shows up in behavior. See, I can tell what you expect by what you do. Judge a tree by the fruit it bears. Not the fruit that it wants. Not the fruit that it talks about. Not the fruit that it claims. But by what you are doing. See, what you do when you leave here. When the music stops. When the shouting dies down, your behavior, how you conduct yourself, writing your goals down, deciding to enroll in school to get a GED, deciding to sit into class with children young enough to be your grandchildren, decide to find some product, some idea, some service that you can provide so that you can begin to create some value for yourself so you can create wealth.
If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. You can't, some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better.
This is the only opportunity I got. Every single day I gotta lose myself in this moment.
As we begin to focus on developing ourselves, as we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves. It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
The more you do, the more you realize you can do. And the better you are, the better you realize that you can become.
You gotta stop waiting for your circumstance to change. And you gotta change the circumstance. You gotta stop saying that something's gonna happen, that something's gonna change, that something miraculously is gonna take place in my life that's gonna put me where I wanna be is not gonna happen. But every day you wake up, every day you get up, you got an opportunity. Every day you wake up, your fortune teller is you. At the end of that line, ticket is you. Yep, you can be a millionaire. I don't know what you want to be or what you want to do, but I'm telling you, you can do it. But you gotta understand that the person that's gonna help you is the person that's the end of your arms, your hand. It's you. You have what it takes mentally. You have what it takes physically. You got the heart. You got everything it takes to make it happen.
People say it seems like you're stronger now. You're more committed now. It seems like your drive is higher now. What happened? I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become content is the day you die.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you. A part of being a
beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts.
Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process.
It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. You think grind is what happens when the lights come on, when the sun comes out. That's not grind. The real grind is in the dark when nobody sees you, when nobody knows what you're doing, when you put in those extra reps. It's the process that makes you sweet.
There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. You don't think any different. You don't speak any different. You're the exact same person you were in 2010. I challenge you, be obsessed with improvement and go from a gazelle to a lion. Why? Because if you don't kill it, then your family won't eat.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member at BenLionelScott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.